All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that's pre-recorded.
Live from the lair!
And today I'm doing a reaction video to a article that was sent to me several months back. I put it in the lair file, and I'm just now getting around to it.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
All right, now, I've been doing this since 2009.
Fuck, you're old.
When I started secondclasscitizen.org, which is a 501c nonprofit. And we made a video, Purple Hearts, Final Beat. We'll link it below. You guys can check it out. Where I basically cover why a large percentage of veterans out there are committing suicide. And men in general. And that particular video came out in 2009. By the beginning, first quarter of 2011, we were up to about 115 lives saved from suicide. Just that one video alone got 20% of the lives saved thus far. I mean, it's now 2025. We're up to 561 lives saved. That's probably undercounted. But because I do this, I've been called a misogynist, toxic, you know, all of the words in the dictionary in regards to those subjects.
I'm a tabby!
I've gotten death threats, which don't really bother me much. I'm not that easily intimidated, and I'm exceedingly hard to kill.
You know the difference between justice and punishment.
I was, you know, I served across three wars and I was almost killed in two of them. So that doesn't really bother me. I've had people try to assassinate my character, you know, spread rumors, make accusations. And I mean, I literally got banned from PayPal and Venmo. Somebody probably, you know, reported me to them to get me canceled. That's fine. But I've had to bear this cross. Now, would I say I'm a misogynist? If that word is linked to hatred, I would have to say no. Because I have been to where the road of hatred ends, and it ends in a mass grave.
Why are you bringing me down, man? Why are you bringing me down?
Don't bring me down!
I am nowhere near that. I am at aggravated, dislike, disgusted, but I am nowhere in the ballpark of hatred. I would even go as far to say as a little angry about it. This particular article comes from Your Tango, which is incredibly left-leaning. There's a lot of propaganda in this. Again, the propaganda that we've been dealing with for the past 15 years has been put in place to weaken men, feminize men, and turn men into helpless victims. You can turn on any movie, any sitcom, where there's a family dynamic. The woman is the hero, the man is the zero.
You know what? I'm the hero.
In almost every single aspect. And that's not how it plays out in the real world. In the real world, where death is on the line, reality doesn't give a shit about your feelings, and, you can get cracked in the mouth, and run into evil people, and they'll put you to the sword. It is what it is. I mean, reality is a bitch.
Why, oh why, didn't I take the blue pill?
Plain and simple. And the way it used to work, because that's the way the world really is, men had deeper, stronger emotional and societal roles within the civilization. Today, where, you know, you get on the phone and call DoorDash and they'll bring calories to your front door. You can take your car to the mechanic and get it fixed.
Welcome to Trying to Change a Tire with Brittany. So, as most of you probably could guess, I have no clue how to change a tire. So, I had to call some people.
You have a problem with the computer, you get a new one, they're not expensive. You can basically get on your phone and call someone to help you out in virtually every circumstance there is. We're talking ambulances, firefighters, police. Back in the day, that didn't exist. And because it exists today, there's an illusion that women no longer need men. And nothing could be further from the truth. Now, here's 7 signs you might be a misogynist and not even know it. All right. Not going to read the whole thing to you. I'm just saying, let's just right here. Women are not your equals. Sometime this is phrased as women are weaker because they are.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Or women are emotional because they are. But the truth is, it boils down to this. Our society turns women into treacherous others and measures men and ensures men don't connect with them. All right. Treacherous. All you got to do, open your King James Bible. There are historic warnings in regards to women and their treachery. This is nothing new. It's been going on forever. I mean, Eve screwed over everyone by, talking Adam into eating the apple because she was bored, probably.
Ecclesiastes 3:17, Deuteronomy 21:9.
Women have smaller hearts, smaller lungs. They don't have as much blood. They don't have as much endurance. They are certainly not as strong as we are pound for pound. There are women out there who can train their entire lives and get, don't get me wrong, they can get a lot of functional strength, and that's respectable. But there's a lot of men out there who don't need to train nearly as hard and put them to shame. We have professional, Olympic female soccer teams being destroyed by 10th and 11th grade high school students. We have the same thing with the WNBA getting destroyed by high school male teams on the regular because they are weaker. That is a fact. Men and women are built differently at the core level, moving up. And it's just that. All right, they say women are supposed to do X, Y, and Z rather than let women define what they want to do. Our society tells men that women are supposed to do things, believe it or not. This can make you feel like women aren't people, but rather appliances. All right, let's just talk about this. We're supposed to do X, Y, and Z. Basically, cultural roles. Now, it's funny how all of these cultural roles that women want to do all involve white-collar jobs or jobs that don't have physical labor, dirty, or danger at all.
But it's so simple. I mean, unless you're really stupid.
It took me 3 weeks to learn how to do it.
What does a little green-headed lettuce mean again?
Isn't that kind of odd? Because if we were going to let these women, not be treated as appliances, well, guess what? There should be a mechanism in place to force them into traditional male roles, i.e. fishermen, firefighters, cops. They should be drafted to the front lines. Linemen, work in, cement or, masonry, roofing. There's just a whole laundry list of jobs that women refuse to do that our very civilization requires that men do on the regular to maintain it and protect it and build it. So that's a lie. Here we go. Women are gold diggers because they are. You need proof? I need you to talk to the men out there who got divorced shortly after they got sick, they got injured, or they lost their job.
They took our jobs!
There's A majority of the divorces are filed by women after one of those three things takes place. So guess what? That is right up there with gold digging.
Can you dig it?
And the women of today, they want the mark of the beast, and one of those marks is a six-figure income. That screams gold digger all day long. All right, here are the seven signs. You might be a misogynist and not even know it.
You might be a redneck.
You get resentful about paying for dates and are deeply fearful of your partner being a gold digger. All right, now, when I was dating, there was probably a half a dozen occasions where these women were asking very probing questions in regards to income, assets, what have you. I had even one ask me how much was in my 401k.
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, I had some of them literally ghost me after they found out I was in the Army. Because you're broke and dusty if you're in the Army, because you're a working man. Okay, that's gold digger behavior. Plain and simple. There is no other explanation for that. Now, maybe it has something to do with, the way women evolved. I don't know. I don't work in that field. But I'm keeping my mind open to those possibilities. It is what it is. And they say here, most women are not gold diggers. Bullshit. If this was true, women would be dating dudes making coffee, working at the car wash. That never happens. Rich guys all the time come across these women at those menial jobs and wife them up. It doesn't happen the other way around. So guess what? There you go. By default, gold digger. Let's go to the next one here. Hearing women say that you don't want children upsets you. All right. Now, one of the main reasons this probably upsets a lot of men. If you want me to shell out $15,000 to $30,000 to get married or enter into a mirage where I, buy you a diamond engagement ring, a wedding ring, pay for the ceremony, the dress, all of the craziness that goes along with that, and then you look me in the face and go, well, I don't want to have any kids. Why would any man risk losing half of his shit and having his life destroyed if he's not going to risk it on having kids? There's absolutely no reason for a woman to look for a partner on a long-term, serious level if she's not willing to have children. Now, the whole equation stops once these women get a little older and they can't have kids. That's a whole other argument. But in my professional opinion, if you are in that market for the used-up, beat-up, used cars out there, low ball all offers, get no fault insurance, and let the chips fall where they may. But don't you dare buy it, lease it, or rent it. Because buying it is way too expensive. And by the time the model gets that old and worn out, it's probably broken. There's a bunch of baggage, and there's parts that are defective. Let's move on to number three. You're relying on gender stereotypes to tell you how to act. Okay, the first example, boys don't cry. That's absolutely true. If you are a man, do not fall into the trap of your woman saying, it's okay to cry in front of me. The minute you do that, you have just lit the fuse on the destruction of your relationship, be it a mirage or long-term, whatever. Because once they lose respect for you, they start looking for your replacement. Once they do secure that replacement, they start basically assassinating your character, making stories to justify their bad behavior to you. And it is what it is. Here you go. So, yeah, don't cry in front of women. Women are being meek and submissive. Well, have you actually seen a woman that in a direct conflict with another person?
Hey, Christina Lopez, remember me? You want some shit? You want... Here, hold my baby, come on.
I mean, the minute that you actually put real man strength to a woman, they fold like a house of cards. I know a few out there that could take a couple shots, but that's it. I'm sorry. If a woman goes against a man and it's a game for all the marbles, she's going to lose, and she's going to lose hard. And the only way she could probably survive that is to get submissive. Otherwise, they get crushed. It is what it is. And life has the tendency to reward the brave. That's just the way it works. He who dares wins. There's a lot of women out there who are not really that adventurous and not that daring. Now, I know there's people like, Pop, you can't say that. It's so terrible. I did 33 years in the Army. I've served alongside many, many different female soldiers, all the way up from E1 private to full-bird colonels. I have seen how they react in a war zone, and it is not flattering to them at all. When I was stationed at Abu Ghraib prison in 2004, across post, we had a CASH, which is a combat emergency field hospital. And at one point, the full-bird colonel in command of that unit wanted us to provide guards to keep his nurses from getting pregnant, because he had lost almost 40% of his female nurses within being on the ground 4 months in Abu Ghraib prison. We were getting mortared between 1 and 5 times a day. We were getting probing attacks. We had car bombs. We had people getting, you know, murdered, killed out on the roads. And these ladies wanted out of that war zone, and they're more than willing to, you know, basically take the D and get pregnant. And that's an automatic ticket home. They're not going to get any trouble. They're not going to get Article 15. Maybe they'll get a negative counseling statement. And that one male soldier, if he's in the military who did it, his career's over.
Women do bring something to the services that only they can bring.
So, yeah, stereotypes exist for a reason, because they are true. Number 4, you don't even bother trying to befriend women unless sex or money is on the table. Okay, again, we come down into that question, what is in it for me? Men need to start asking this question, what is in it for me? If there's no tail, bail. Men and women do not do well as friends. Do I have female friends? Yes, I have a few. I do. One of them is a former kickboxer, and she's got a warrior mentality. We are cordial friends. I mean, I have mad respect for her. I've watched her tear people up. I've watched her, you know, do her bag work, and we're friends. I got it. I have other women that refer to me as their friend, but I refer to them as acquaintances, mainly because I'm not coming out of pocket for any money for them. You don't loan women money. You give it to them. You just don't know it yet. It is what it is. And anyone who thinks any differently is trying to sell you something. That is the truth. And if you're with a woman that has a bunch of male friends, they are your replacement. You step on your dick, and one of those replacements orbiting her as a boho, she's going to break off a piece, and you're done.
Let's pretend that's not true. Yeah.
So being friends with women, as a general rule, is not an option for men. Now, there are other circumstances. I know guys who have known neighborhood girls since they were in kindergarten, and they have formed friendships where they look at these other, you know, women as sisters. That does happen as well. But again, that's an exception. It's not the rule. Number 5. You have double standards when it comes to women or dating. All right, now, this is the infamous body count.
Oh, please, God, no!
I was a financial planner. And when I would look for companies to invest in, I always look at their history. I look at the decisions that they made since inception. I looked at their quarterly earnings, their debt-to-income ratios. There's a whole bunch of variables you look at, but they're all historic. Now, choosing a wife is probably the top decision a man is going to make in his lifetime, bar none, with a close exception of going to war. All right, so it is what it is. So when you talk to a woman and you hear like phrases like, well, I'm a free spirit and I don't really keep numbers and stuff like that, you know the body count is north of 15. I would say if she is in college or has a college degree and you find out she was in a sorority, I would put that number between 25 and 45. Once they go over 10 bodies, the chances of them staying in a long-term relationship or a mirage drop into the 20th percentile. Once they go over 15, you're getting into the single digits. Now, again, you are running the risk of being put on child support, because if you get married, usually you're going to have, it's going to take a year or two to have kids. And by the time you've been married 7 years, chances are you're getting divorced. So you're on the hook for child support for 15 years, maybe longer. And then, you know, if you're married to her for over 10 years in some states, you got to pay alimony for the rest of your life.
Careful what you wish for, brother.
The average alimony award is, I believe, 36 months. So let that sink in. You marry a woman, right? You enter the mirage. You cough up 15 to 30K to get married. You buy the rings. You buy the house, the two cars, the dog. You get half a cat. You get the two kids. And then you get the magic words, I'm not happy. You're out on the street. And you're paying child support for the rest of your life. So if you're facing, or you're paying child support for 15 years, maybe longer, not the rest of your life. Alimony could be the rest of your life. So you need to be really careful, and you need to scrutinize who you're going to give that kind of power to. Because if you're like me, and you make the wrong decision, it impacts the rest of your life. I've been divorced since the end of 2007. All right, so it's been a minute. And that has literally impacted my life up until now, negatively, of course. Now, I've been using that negative energy to do something positive with. Mainly, I use it to generate comedy and what have you. I use logic, reason, comedy to educate the young men out there, or intercede in the older men who are now in the valley of darkness or the hopelessness and have received the wound that never heals, which is when you lose your kids, and basically help them to laugh in these dark times so they don't put a gun to their head. All right, so you better wake up, and you need to pay attention to that body count, because it's all fun and games until you're living out of your car like I was, living and eating off of the dollar menus from various restaurants.
Are you going to finish those fries, bro?
Dude, I didn't even know you back then. Get out of here, you time-traveling hobgoblin.
Not a good thing. Okay, hearing women complaining about dating angers you. Now, I don't know why this one is here. The natural state of most of the women out there is complaining.
Aren't you?
I do not need! All
right. That is why soap operas exist and have been around since, I don't know, they invented the goddamn radio. They complain. It is what it is. Everything we have, not everything, but most of the stuff that we have was built because women complained, i.e. the washing machine, the dishwasher, the vacuum, the steam cleaner, the robot vacuumer, the robot, one that mops the floor. I've seen them. Cars. Most of that stuff started, even indoor plumbing, was women complaining about, I have to go down to the river and get water. Or then I have to go out to the well and get water. And they've slowly brought the river closer and closer until it's in your own house. And that is because complaint.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system, and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Men are problem solvers. They're living with a woman. They want their peace. Woman is moaning and complaining about bullshit. At a certain point, the dude's going to be like, okay. This is just driving me crazy. What is this? How can I fix it? What assets do I need? What resources do I have to have at my disposal? Who do I need to call to fix this situation? And thus, the birth of the modern world.
There.
Stop trying to fix it.
No, I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just pointing out that maybe the nail is causing...
You always do this.
Last but not least, 7. You feel like you should have gotten a girlfriend because you worked so hard in your career. All right, now, first of all, you don't deserve anything unless you earn it. I'm just saying. And yeah, you could kill yourself. You could do all kinds of crazy stuff. You can have the awesome career. And for whatever reason, it just didn't work out for you. I get it.
You don't deserve anything.
So I'm not really putting a lot of stock into this one. This seems like one that was produced to basically for a majority of propaganda effect. It just is what it is. All right. Life is not fair. Sometimes you put the work in and you don't get what you work for because life is not fair. That's just the way it goes. And the masculine men out there, they know how to take an L, because by the time that man gets to 40 years old, he is going to have a Rolodex of losses against his name that are mind-boggling. All of the times he was shot down for dates in high school, all the times he was trying to go to first, second, third base and got turned away, you know, crashed a car, what have you, gotten us fist fights. That man has taken a lot of losses by the time he gets to about 40. And a man worth his salt pays attention to the lessons of the universe. And that is one hell of a good lesson every man should have against his name, is learning how to gracefully and accept the loss, because it's going to happen.
And the fact that I haven't put a gun in my mouth, you pudding of a woman, makes me a winner.
And you can moan and complain about it. I've done it in the past. I'm not perfect. But at the end, you have to accept the fact that you lost. And guess what? You get on your feet. You gather up whatever dignity you can pick up. You put it in your pockets. Wipe the blood off your nose. And pick your next objective. And move out smartly. All right. So I wanted to cover this because I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. And this one is actually not even that old. Let's go back to the top again. Yeah, June 27th. 2024. This is like 10 months old. It's not even that old. I got no words, man. I got no words. It just is what it is. All right. And if women are trying to control you with blame and shame words, and misogyny is one of the ones at the top, recognize it for what it is. They are literally using words to try to steer you back onto the plantation.
Don't you want to be my slave?
Don't fall for the tricks. Don't play their silly games. Get on with your life. Seek your excellence. Find your purpose. And you will be just fine. I will talk to you guys later. And we are out.